us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for this grand opportunity you have given unto us today to see this day and this hour. Thank you very much, O Lord, for your care over us since we left here on Sunday. Thank you for watching our lives and going out and coming in, guiding every footstep, helping the workers and the businessmen and women. No evil report from anywhere, O Lord, our God, among the saints, among our loved ones. We appreciate you so much for bringing us together, O Lord, for this midweek prayer meeting. Thank you for the grace of God upon the song leader and the entire worshippers. Lord, we are grateful unto you for the offering collected for the forest of the gospel. We pray, O Lord, our God, as we have gathered around you, at your feet, O Lord, around this word of life. We pray, O Lord, our God, that you help us again this evening. Almighty and ever-living Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, may you be gracious unto us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. May there be no sin anywhere, O Lord, that will stand against the blessings that you have in store for us. Lord Jesus, help me, O Lord. Take me as a man out of the way. May people look beyond man, O Lord, our God, and look away to Jesus. May you speak to our waiting heart, O Lord. May you minister unto our needs, Heavenly Father. May your word benefit our souls, O Lord. May you sanctify the vessel and go to use and sanctify the hearers all together, that may all partakers of the blessings, Lord. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint us all to be able to pray. Every need that are represented, every desire of the hearts of your people, may they be met, O Lord. May they all be granted to the glory and honor of your name. Father God in heaven, may you baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. May you save the lost ones. May you turn backsliders unto you. Heal the sick and the afflicted, O Lord. Thank you, our Master, because you have always proved yourself a prayer answering God. We give glory and honor to you. Help those that may be on their way coming. Those that are going to listen online, may you be with them too. May we all be partakers of your blessing. Everywhere your people shall gather across the nations, in other lands, will not be your presence with their Lord. Thank you, our Master. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Welcome ourselves to church this evening. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we want to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Hebrews, chapter 6. We are still on the topic of our sermon. I want to read from verse 13 to the end. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the mutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who had fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope of, to lay hold upon the hope that is before us, when which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that which within the veil, Whether the foreigner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. May the Lord bless us what we have this evening. Shall we please be seated? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I see you. Someone, thank you. This world by himself. December 12, 1954. This world by himself. I want to go to paragraph 178. That will continue this season. Paragraph 178. I want us to please follow me. We read this short time before us. Now the prophet is still saying further. God made an oath, promised Abraham, and swore by himself that I will save you and your seed after you. What is the seed of Abraham now? Who is the one that has got this sure hold? Who is the one that is built upon this foundation? Not just every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Amen. You get that statement? Not just every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Not all that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, we enter in, but they that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. And the Bible said, what is the will of the Father? This is his word. The word of God is the will of God in every age, including this time. Praise the Lord. Now he said, quoting Jesus, many will come to me that day and say, Lord, have not I prophesied, preached in your name? Have not I cast out devils in your name? Have not I done all these things in your name? He will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I didn't even know you. God help us. Praise the Lord. Now let me read something from the church age book here, connected to this. This is from page Pergamian Church Age 169. This particular scripture. And let us listen to the comment of the prophet. Here also was the answer to Matthew 7:21-23, which we read just now. Not everyone, okay, I will not read that one, don't worry about that. Now listen to the prophet after I read the scripture. He now said, Jesus does not deny that they did these mighty works that only the Holy Ghost can accomplish by way of men. But he did deny ever knowing them. These were backsliders. These were wicked, unregenerated reprobates. These were the seed of Satan. Praise the Lord. And there it is. You can't claim that manifestation is the evidence of being spirit born, spirit filled. No, sir. I will admit that true manifestation is the evidence of the Holy Spirit doing mighty works, doing mighty acts, But it is not the evidence of the individual being spirit-filled, even though that individual has an abundance of this manifestation. Praise the Lord. The evidence, okay, let's leave it like that. I hope you can get something from there. May God help us. So let's move on now. Man works up an emotion and theology and scripturally and trying to teach scriptures and put their own interpretation to them and saying those things there and having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. That is 2 Timothy chapter 3 now, from verses 1 to 8 or 9. The prophet is quoting us here, quoting Paul. He said, in the last days, they will be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, making fun of them. Making fun of those that are good, call them everything that they that know that are good. Making fun of them, I mean, call them everything. Having forms, having a form of godliness, preachers, members, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Then the prophet said, no, snap, no, I mean, knock the pulpit seven times. That is it. Say, from salt, turn away. For these are the sort that goes from house to house and lead silly women, led away with diverse lusts, all kinds of lusts, where the holder at every little thing comes along. But a born-again Christian knows where they are standing. There is nothing will move there. Because they have a place, you know, the rock of God's word that can never fail. That is where the true born-again believers stand today and stand. They are walking straight to Calvary. You have a lot of impersonators along the road. That is right. But brother, that only shows that there is somebody really got it. Amen. No matter how much somebody try to impersonate, even if you are here, if you are an impersonator, you are only making a real genuine Christian. We have bogus dollars or we have bogus naira. I think it was in the news today that, you know, they say that in Kano State, the police recover 129 billion fake naira notes. And then fake dollar notes. The Bible is now telling you and me those counterfeits, but it only shows there is a real dollar or there's a real naira. Stay right with it. Move right on. Praise the Lord. Because there are fake naira notes, it goes to show that one is taken from the real genuine naira notes. And that's why when you see impersonators of Christianity today, they are only mimicking real, genuine Christians. God help us. He said, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, that scripture still, well, look what Jannes and Jambres could do. They could almost do the same thing that Moses did. But there was only one thing that they couldn't do. They couldn't heal the sick. You see the same thing happening today. Praise the Lord. That was the only thing that showed difference between them. Moses could throw his stick down, turn into a serpent. They could do the same thing. And Moses could call fleas upon the earth. They could. And Moses could call boys upon the earth. And so they could. But they couldn't take this away. Amen.
That is why when he came to a time and he said, this is the finger of God. Because why? The boy was upon them also. Praise the Lord. So no matter how much there are impersonators in the land today, the regenerating thing is there for us to take note of. Praise the Lord. But they couldn't take this away. They could only call, them, but they couldn't send them away. But Moses could, showing that God is the healer. Amen. And impersonations of salvation split the animal in two.
That is when God told Father Abraham, get me a heifer 3 years old, a goat of 3 years old, a ram of 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a pigeon. And then he cut these animals into two and put them, you know, against each other. Now listen to the prophet.
Which anybody knows that the heifer and the goat and the sheep and all that was type of salvation.
Praise the Lord.
For it was through the offering of the shedding of the blood of sheep and goats and a bull and heifer and so forth that the remission of sin.
Now the Bible made us to know that in the Old Testament, those worshippers, when they brought those animals and sacrificed them, the Bible made us to know, and God made us to know, that the animal, the blood of the animal, could not come upon the man because the soul of man is higher than the animal that was a sacrifice for sin. And that's why he could only cover it there, he could not take it away. And the Bible made us know that the worshipper, once purged, has no more. Has no more conscience of sin. Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 10. These few scriptures we are just trying to quote will help somebody. Praise the Lord. Let's just see what the Holy Ghost has to speak to us. All right. Let me read from verse 1. Just bear with me a little. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually, make the comer thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. Because the worshipper once purged has no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. Verse 4 says, for it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin.
Amen.
Those words were only speaking of the coming of the real Lamb of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, that was laid before the foundation of the world.
Praise the Lord. And let us follow.
But when it comes to the total door, the Bible says, talking about healing now,
anybody here knows that the total door was an offering for sickness. A leper had to offer total dove for his sickness. The bed was a type of the sick offering.
Is that right? You go to Leviticus chapter 14. When the leper that wants to be healed comes, after God has removed his sickness from him, remember that only God can take away leprosy. And leprosy is a type of sin. So what they do is that the man will bring a total dove. And then they will kill it, the priest will kill it, and then offer it as a sacrifice for an atonement of his cleansing from his sickness.
Are you following me? And then
And then, when it comes to cutting them in two, no, sir. They stay the same. They can't be impersonated. Nothing can heal but God. It was the same in the Old Testament. He said, I am the Lord who healeth all your diseases. Praise the Lord. You can go out and act like an Hebrew, a hypocrite. Say, oh, I am saved. Glory to God. Yes, sir, I got it. And you might be deceived. But brother, when it comes to the time of whether you are sick and get, you know, and get healed or not, that shows for itself what it is. That shows whether you got some faith or not. Is that right? Oh, you say, I don't believe it. Sure, you don't. There is nothing in you to believe with. It, you know, it to believe with in the first place. Praise the Lord. Now he says, don't separate them. Now, look what happened. When he showed that those atonement. It showed that there will be a time when they are separate. This dispensation which the law and grace will separate some time. He cut the animals in two. He did all this. That is for Abraham now. Then he came up to the turtle dove for the healing. But it is the same one. And look under the Old Testament there. When Jannes and Jambres stood there, Moses could throw down his rod and turn it to a snake. They could too. Moses could call fleas. They could too. They are impersonators. Well, we step over into the other group that wasn't separated. When it comes, let me just bypass this one. Because we said it earlier on that whatever Moses did, they did. When it comes to real healing, they could not do it because the sickness was upon them also. Praise be to God. So I want to move on because of the account of time. Before us, let me bypass this one. Let me come to paragraph 197. See, them inseparable now. Them sacrifices there. That turtle dove and pigeon, yes, sir, was inseparable. Don't you cut them apart, but cut these apart. But lay them against another. Because the law and grace will dovetail one against another. But not illy. It will be the same all the time. That's right. Just leave them the way they are. Now notice, oh my. Abraham killed the animals and laid them out there and did the way God told him. Then darkness came now. When he killed it, the birds were coming around and Abraham will shoot them away. And when the darkness came now, the birds went to their nests. And there was a deep sleep that came upon Father Abraham. And with this, there was a horror of blackness. And after the horror of blackness, then there was a white light that passed through the sacrifice. I hope you are following me. Now the Bible is now telling you and me that Father Abraham, you have nothing to do with this. Let me read. God bless you. Praise the Lord. All right. First thing, God put Abraham to sleep. Now, Abraham, you haven't got one thing to do with it. Neither you or your seed after you. You are not going to have one thing to do with your own salvation. Think of that. God told Adam, if you do this, I will do this. If you eat from this tree of life, then you live. But if you go and eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then you die. Then heaven is now telling you, that is conditional covenant. Is that right? God is now telling you and me here that the same thing he said now, that is the covenant he made with Adam now. Now, that is you. You got the same before you. If you do what, if you do this, if you do that, you will live. If you eat from this one, the word of God now, you will live. But if you go and eat from any other thing, then you die. Are you there? Grace come on. Then God made a covenant by grace. And when he did, the children of Israel down in Egypt, God already said by his word what he was going to do. He was going to bring them out, and God is obligated to his word. But then, when God obligated to his word, went down there and sent a savior, Moses, grace provided that. Hallelujah. Here come Moses leading the children of Israel out. When they came out with him, God out in the wilderness said, "Oh, give us something to do." They asked for law. When grace has already provided them, Moses as a savior, God of grace provided them a pillar of fire. Grace provided them a lamp to let the children, let the firstborn escape the death of the firstborn in Egypt. With this now, when they go to the wilderness, on their way to the promised land, they come to a place now in Exodus chapter 19. Then they demanded for law. But the Bible is now telling us here that these people are now saying that, give us. Let me see. He said, let us. Okay. We. God out of the wilderness said, oh, give us something to do. We want to form us an organization. And we want you to give us something to do. Let us make us something like this. Give us a law to keep. Exodus 19 was the greatest mistake that Israel ever made. When grace had already provided their salvation, then they wanted something to do to merit it. Are you following? God to merit it. Let me see. Bear with me. I'm coming, please. God already swore to Abraham what he was going to do. They said, let us swear. Oh, sorry, please. Let us have the law. And the law never, none of them ever kept the law. They never did. Are you there? They could not keep the law. Though they demanded for it, they failed completely to keep the law. And God told them that if you do this, if you will stay with my statutes and with my commandments, I will take away all diseases from you. I have not even put any of these diseases upon you that I put upon the children of Israel. For I am the Lord that healed all your diseases. Praise the Lord. He said now, Jesus, to fulfill the law and grace, provided a savior again. That's right. For God had sworn, hallelujah, that he was going to save Abraham and his seed. Amen. And how could he do it? With rebellion, stiff-headed, stiff-hearted, stiff-necked. Yeah, people that wouldn't listen or nothing. They had all their theology and everything else. He said, how is he going to do it? This one is going this way. This one is going to take this one. And this one is going to take that one. And God looking down and seeing the churches in this day. How are they? How? They were all conglomerated together. And all this kind of mess and things. He had to make a way. For he swore he would do it. Amen. Not only Jews, he said, indeed shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. Jews, Gentiles alike. Praise the Lord. That is okay. Let me not come. Let me not go ahead and say. I will call thy seed. Hallelujah. Oh man, I will do it. And then, what is the seed of Abraham? Abraham believed God. The little blood said, follow this. The little blood said of a portion of it was in a shadow atoning on Abraham. He believed God. It was imputed to him for righteousness. God called Abraham by sovereign grace. Not because he was Abraham. He was just a man. Praise the Lord. And that is why the prophet said, take note of this and be careful. He said, it is not the person that comes that was predestinated eternally. He said, it is the thought of God that the thought of individual before the foundation of God or the seed. Are you there? It is not the person, it's not you as a person, it is not me as a person, but the seed, what God saw in individual before the foundation of the world. That's why the sermon that I wrote, you know, I just concluded, if you have concluded it, the Bible says, when you are young, people are doing certain things, your mates were doing certain things, and you could not do it. He said, time came now, he said, the word of God, the seed of God in you, saw the world, and you came to the world. That is why the woman made us to know. He said, it was Jacob that was the hand, the thought of God, or the seed of God, inside of him. Are you there? He now told us that, look, God told us in the Bible that Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Neither any of them have done any good thing or any bad thing. He said, but it was Jacob that was the thought of God. It was Jacob now that was quickened. It was Jacob now that God foresaw before the foundation of the world. And it was Jacob now that seed was quickened to life. God help you and me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just bear with me a little. Soon stop now. I'm going to prayer. Yes. Now look. And every one of God's children is called the same way, sought by sovereign grace of God. Are you there? You can't save yourself. There is nothing you can do. If you are a sinner, you can't come to God unless God calls you. Because Jesus said, all the Father has given to me will come. And they that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. The will of the Father is that I should lose none of them, but that I should save them, and that I should raise them up at the end of the day. And that's why he made us to know in John chapter 10, he said, my sheep knows me, my sheep hear my voice. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and they hear my voice, and they follow me. And the Father's will is that the Father has given them into my hand that I should lose none of them. He said, because why? The Father that gave them to me is greater than all. It goes to show that none of God's children will be lost. As many as are written in the last book of life, they will never be lost. Praise the Lord. That's why he told us that, you know, these miracle workers and things and that. Papa said they were not backsliders. They were reprobates. They were the unconverted. They were the seed of Satan. But we thank God Almighty today. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. So, every one of God's children is called the same way. Alright? So, Jesus said, therefore, I said, no man can come to me except my Father, which sent me, draw him. The drawing power is in God. No man can just come on his own. No person has ever come on their own. It is God that, he said, it is the Father that, nobody can come to me except my Father, which sent me, draw him. Praise the Lord. All right. And then I will give you eternal life, and we raise him up at the last day. God, by sovereign election, has called Abraham's seed. Then in that time of life, capital L life there, that was on the inside of the blood cell was upon Abraham, who called the impossible possible. Yes, who called the impossible possible? Called the impossible that they will be because God says so. Then what happened? What kind of people are the seed of Abraham? Brother, the prophet knocks on the booby three times. Oh, don't miss this. Please don't. I feel it coming from the top of my head. Look, then, if you are Abraham's seed, you can't dispute with God. Abraham's seed is a part of this spirit. For God gave Abraham a sign of circumcision, cutting of his flesh for a witness he had received him. When he received the circumcision, that was a sign that God has accepted him, has confirmed his faith. Are you there? In these last days, has taken the Holy Ghost and circumcised every believer of cutting off of doubt and unbelief to believe God's word is pure and holy and it is the truth. Circumcision, cutting away all unbelief, everything, cutting loose every short line, saying, God, I believe you, live or die, sing or drown, it is your word, I believe it. So no matter the condition we find ourselves, a true, genuine son or daughter of God will stand true with the word of God. Even when, in the presence of AK-47, no matter what, such a person, man or woman, boy or girl, that is with the Holy Ghost, converted genuinely in his soul by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he will stand with the word of the living God. Amen. And God said, I will swear by myself because there is none I can swear by. He is the greatest thing there was. He said, I will swear by myself that I will save Abraham and his seed. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And who is this seed of Abraham? Those who are filled with the Holy Ghost are seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. We want to stop here and just say, may God bless our soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So just take note of this thing. Because God has sworn that he was going to save Abraham and his seed after him. And by the supernatural call that God called Abraham, the same way he called his seed after him, thank God that in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Which is, from Abraham came Isaac. Through Isaac came Jesus Christ, the real Lamb of God, the real seed of God. Of the faith that God believed the word of God. May God bless our soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, let's bow our heads. I'm going to pray. Thank you. It is wonderful, brother. Sister, it is wonderful. It is not what a man can do by himself. That is why no man can do, no good works can save a man. And that is what the denominational people are after today. I told you one time that I went to a rural area and they were talking about, just let us be doing good and things like that. Good works, we are not Muhammadans. If that is so, then if good works are saved, then Muhammadans are saved. The shears, the heathens, the idol worshippers, then they are saved. But we thank God that it is all good works only for the salvation. The real thing is the blood of Jesus that was shed. If good works are saved, then Jesus would have need not to die for you and me.
But because God foreknew you and me before the foundation of the world, and knew that you are going to be in that number, He came to save those that were lost. I do not come to save the righteous, you see that? But I came to save the lost. Oh, it's wonderful, my brother, my sister. Nothing we can contribute, nothing do we contribute. Salvation is of the Lord from earth to glory. That's why we cry day and night behind this sacred desk. The importance of the genuine Holy Ghost baptism in the soul of a man is more than just being a church member, my brother, my sister. Baba said, when you are saved, good works will follow you. That was, it was faith God saw in Father Abraham. It was good works that people saw in him. Show me your faith without your works. And faith without works is nothing. Our God is good to us in this, our generation, my brother, my sister. We have no merit. I have no merit. It's so wonderful, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretched person like you and me. I was once lost. Now I'm found. I was blind. Now I can see. Is it with this physical eyes? No. The inner mind. God opened our spiritual eyes to see the word of God in our day. Then the word in you can come to the world. The word in me can come to the world. And when you come to the world, then you are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why the government made us on the other. They say, when you have the Holy Ghost, healing is not just anything emotional. Holy Ghost baptism becomes a reality. A reality. Anywhere we are. It is no more. I was crucified. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me. Oh my, what a love! And gave himself for me. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, my brother, my sister, that we can be called sons and daughters of God. It does not yet appear what it shall be, but we know that when it shall appear, we are going to be like him. May God help you. May God help me in our daily living. Let's think on this. Let's meditate on these few broken walls. It is not no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. The life that I now live,
I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. When the Holy Ghost is in there, your day-to-day living, your daily walk, your association with the people of the public, you don't want to please man or to please yourself and displease God. Let's think on these things, my brother, my sister. In your business, are you a government worker? Are you a teacher in this world? Are you honest with the work you are doing? The salary you are collecting, are you trying to please man? Are you trying to deny Christ? The woman may not, you have the Holy Ghost, you will never deny Christ. That's why the Bible made us to know. Until you receive the Holy Ghost, you will argue the word of God. Let's think on these things, brothers and sisters. We never disbelieve the word of God. No matter what we are passing through, no matter the storms of life, let's meditate on these things, my brother, my sister. All that Father Abraham passed through, he endured after suffering through afflictions, passed through affliction, hard times, making mockery of, think of it. Every true son of God that comes to God must pass through these things. Only the way God deals with his children differs from one another. May God help us as I please call on our pastor to come and lead us in the word of God, to come and pray for us right now. And let's meditate on these few things. You have to somehow with you.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are very happy again, making it possible for us to see another midweek. Thank you for bringing us from our different homes. Thank you for those that are on tape. Thank you for your word that you have just brought up to us, reassuring our hearts that it's not what we have done, it is not what we are doing, neither is it what we do. It is what you have determined before the world began to do for us. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Master and our God, we want to thank you very much, O God, for the revelation that you have freely given unto us that cannot be bought in the market, for it's not for sale. It cannot be taught into men. It is something that you so freely give unto us. We appreciate you, O Father. As a result of this, O God, we want to serve you much better than ever before. Help us in our consecration. Help us in our dedication. Help us, O God, to be more consecrated, dedicated, to be more prayerful. Lord, we serve you, O Father, regardless of what comes or good, regardless of the condition that we find ourselves. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Let it be our Master. We are praying and asking as many as with assurance is not yet manifested. You are the only one that can give it. Lord, may you bring such assurance in the name of Jesus Christ. Where it is found, O God, may you continue to take the fellow from higher height to higher height as the day goes by. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name for granting these petitions. We appreciate you for your servant that you have used to pass a few words across to us. May you replenish it for the virtue that has led it. We commit ourselves into your hands as we're going to pray, Lord, generally. We pray, O God, you inspire and anoint us and let us pray as we come as saints. Thank you, O Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving.
In Jesus' name we pray. Let's sing hymn number 2. Hymn number 2, Amazing Grace. If I hand over to the associate pastor. Amazing grace, how sweet.
Assemble your house for this midweek service. We thank you for the blessings we receive from the worship service to the main service, the preaching of your word. Thank you, O God, for the things you have reminded us of as seed of Abraham. Since you have promised you are going to save Abraham and his seed after him, Lord, not based on conditions as you gave to Adam, O Lord, is based on election this time around. We thank you because we have found favor before you to be counted worthy to be yours. Even this great thing you have done in our day, as the pillar of fire came down to break the bread of life unto your children in this generation, we thank you for counting us worthy to be partakers of the truth of this hour. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for all that you have accomplished in our lives through the message of the hour. We surrender ourselves unto you. Thy Lord, you continue to work upon us until you take us to that point of perfection. As your word has said that when we shall see you, we shall be like you. May none of us be satisfied until, Lord, we are fully reflecting every iota of your word for this hour. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, we thank you for the hour of prayer. Lord, those few requests that were written and read, the spoken ones by your servant, and the ones we have on the slide that we normally pray over, and others that came, Lord, to our heart as we are praying that we committed into your hand. Lord Jesus, your prophet has told us that when we begin to pray, you also begin to answer. Give us faith, Lord, to believe your promises for all these requests. God, we are told by your word that when we desire anything, we need anything, we present it before you, we should believe we have received them. So then shall we have them. Help us to do that, dear Father. Take away all forms of doubt and fear and unbelief. Anything contrary to your word, may you take it out of our hearts. Give us true expectation. And Lord, help us to be positive and both in confession and in our heart also. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for the vessel you have used tonight, your servant. Virtue has gone out of him again. We pray you will replenish him. We pray you will recall him and strengthen him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, eternal Father. The missionary journey is planning for. We pray you will prepare him yourself and go before him and go with him, dear Lord. Lord, may he enjoy good and perfect throughout. We pray, dear God of heaven, that there will be great testimonies in each of the services. Thank you, eternal Father. Very soon we'll leave again to go back to our home. You brought us safely, and Lord, we count on your grace to take us back home safely. Since, Lord, we know that there is no distance too short that the enemy cannot wreak havoc. May your grace keep us, dear Father. Protect us from every evil. And Lord, take us to our home safely. The rest of the week is in your hand. May your grace abide with us. Be with students, be with workers and business people. Protect travelers, grant unto each one of us all the expectations we have before us. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, bless the tape service on Sunday, on Friday, and on Sunday, may you guide us again in our numbers for more of your blessings. Thank you for granting our petition. Your servant that has gone to Bakatari, bring him back safely. Thank you for all things. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. Ratim Ashok called and sent greetings to everyone. Also, Pastor Nat Atere of Abeokuta, and also Pastor Ahamba. They all called and sent their greetings to every one of us. God bless you. Shall we rise? The church is marching on. Oh, the church is marching on. Oh, the gates of hell cannot prevail. The church, the bride is marching on.